Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Johnson County crash left one person dead and another critically injured. Brandon Dixon has more.
The fatal wreck happened on U.S. Route 69 Thursday morning. Police say a tractor trailer wound up on its side, primarily in the median, and two people were in the truck when it crashed. The cause of the crash has not been released, but cops say the person hurt is now in stable condition. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A new bill signed by Governor Laura Kelly this week allows Kansans to acquire three new types of distinctive license plates. The National Future Farmers of America will have their own plate. Also, the Route 66 Association of Kansas and blackout style license plates. The black plates with white letters and numbers are popular in Colorado, Iowa, and Minnesota. The Kansas Department of Revenue will begin issuing the new license plates after January 1, 2026. In Wichita, firefighters responded to a fire near the Orpheum Theater on Thursday night. It turned out to be roofing material in the street, not the theater, on fire. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire this year if Congress doesn't take action. Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says letting the act expire would have significant impacts to agriculture and a majority of Americans.
65% of American households across the country are going to see a tax increase in the trillions of dollars.
Shearer says the act includes many provisions that were beneficial to America's farmers and ranchers.
The overall tax rates that their business income is taxed at went down. The estate tax exemption was doubled from $5.5 million to $11 million indexed to inflation. A lot of important provisions to agriculture in these expiring provisions.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Longtime Royals strength coach Ryan Stoneberg resigned from his position over the weekend, effective immediately. He was not with the team at the beginning of the series against the Twins at Kauffman Stadium on Monday. The club confirmed Stoneberg's departure on Wednesday, but declined to comment further through a team spokesman, saying it was a private matter. Stoneberg was in his 24th season with the Royals and 14th as the head major league strength coach, coordinating strength and conditioning activities for all Royals players with Kansas City. He joined the team in 2002, working 4 years as the Latin America strength and conditioning coordinator. From 2006 to 2011, he was the minor league strength and conditioning coordinator before moving to the big leagues. He was part of the American League staff for the 2024 All-Star Game last year in Texas. Strength coach Luis Perez is now the head of the Royals Major League Strength and Conditioning Department on an interim basis, and Phil Falco has joined the big league staff as the second strength coach. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Any doubt about the Lakeside Knights' ability to repeat in Sand Greens was put to rest yesterday after the Knights won the Glasgow Country Club St. John's Invitational Golf Meet at the Glasgow Country Club by 25 strokes. The Lakeside Knights placed four in the top seven and won by 25 strokes, beating Riley County 304 to 329. Rock Hills was third, 341. St. John's 346. Clifton Clyde 356. Logan 363. Tipton 373. Lincoln 411. Jace Cunningham won the individual medal with a 69, beating Harvey Lister of Riley County by three strokes. Eli Schmidt shot a 74 for third for Lakeside. J.W. Lister of Riley County shot 76 for fourth. Cody Klein of Lakeside was fifth with a 79. John Mick of St. John was sixth with a 79. Riker Remus of Lakeside shot an 82 for seventh. Ethan Worth was eighth for Rock Hills with an 83. Carson Thomas of St. John's was 10th with an 85. Colin Worth was 11th from Rock Hills with an 85. Javon Herfel of Rock Hills shot an 86 for 13th, and Whitley Frost of Rock Hills shot an 87 for 14th. For complete results, go to Facebook page Katie Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. In baseball, last night at Lucas, the Beloit Trojan baseball team has won four in a row now after beating Sylvan Lucas Lincoln in two. Game one was 12-0 in five innings. Paxton Fouts led the way on the plate, hitting 5 for 7 with four RBIs, four runs scored. Joel Rexroth had a complete game shutout and was 4 for 6 from the plate with four RBIs and four runs scored. Game two ended up Beloit beating Sylvan Lucas Lincoln 21-6 in five innings. Joel Fuller started the game. Weston Jackson finished the game. Austin Bletcher was 2 for 5 with three RBIs and five runs. Cannon Olson added four hits and five runs scored. The Trojan will be back in action on Monday at Plainville. For the Beloit Lady Trojans, they snapped their two-game losing streak by beating Sylvan Lucas 7-2 in Game 1 and 9-5 in Game 2. They are now 3-2 overall. Next up will be Ellsworth today at Ellsworth, 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. starts. Concordia Track and Field today, the field events start at 3, running events at 5. Teams include Beloit, Bueller, Chapman, Clay Center, Clifton Clyde, Concordia, Marysville, Minneapolis, Smith Center, and Southeast Saline. Katie Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Sports. This has been John Bowden.
Katie Country 94.